Track 1, your dynamo or powerhouse. Welcome to the Home Study Course, sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute. This course, which is part of our Activity Management series, is not only intended for activity directors and activity staff, but clearly other departments can benefit from the content, which deals with teamwork, the impossible dream, how to make it come true. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Healthcare Training Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is Jared Baxter. I will be the narrator of this 2-CD set. The developer of this course is Kathy Zugel. The purpose of the course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding teamwork. As individual concepts are given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make notes regarding the application of the idea to your facility. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content. For the purposes of brevity, most generally I will use the term resident. However, if you deal with patients, consumers, clients, etc., transpose resident for the term that is the most meaningful to you in your work setting. This 2-CD set deals with the teamwork styles of the driver, the expressive, the amiable, and the analytical. After these 4 styles of communication are reviewed, we will discuss these styles under stress, manipulation and conformity, style synchronization, 4 steps to a great working relationship, levels of assertiveness and responsiveness, synchronizing to drivers, synchronizing to expressives, synchronizing to amiables, synchronizing to analyticals, and overuse. So let's get started. As you know, surveyor guidelines are placing increased emphasis on activities being conducted by all staff members, including CNAs. Thus, a teamwork environment becomes a necessity. But how do you make this seemingly impossible dream come true? By the end of the last track of this 2-CD set and the manual, you will know exactly how. But teamwork takes, as the word suggests, work. And the work starts with you. You will be needing to make some behavior changes toward various team members if teamwork is to, well, work. And building a team environment in your facility is all about communication. Agree? You probably have heard of, read about, or taken courses regarding a system of grouping various types of communication styles. We will discuss 4 types of communication in relation to building a teamwork atmosphere in your facility. The 4 communication groups we will talk about are communication group of the driver, the expressive, the amiable, and the analytical. After listening to the first 4 tracks, you will probably have a pretty good idea which is your primary and which is your secondary communication style. Then, to enhance or act as a springboard to create a team environment in your facility, we will talk about shifting your style to be an effective team builder. If you haven't studied about communication styles before, let's briefly review some basics to make sure we are all on the same page. As you know, each person's thought process works differently. However, researchers have found that there are 4 basic ways of thinking, and each of these manners of thinking has its own strengths and weaknesses. So, why are we talking about 4 types of thought process in a course devoted to team building? Well, in order to better get along with those staff members you deal with every day, if you understand another's thought process, you can shift your style of communication to communicate more effectively with them. I would like to repeat part of what I just said. You need to shift your style to communicate more effectively with them. You may be thinking, me? I have to change? I think they should change. I've found you can spend a lifetime wishing, hoping, thinking, and perhaps even praying that someone else will change and be molded into the ideal person that would make your life in the facility oh so much easier. However, the only person you can truly change is... who? You've got it. The only person you can truly control or change is yourself. So let's forget about pie-in-the-sky idealism of wishing, hoping, thinking, and perhaps even praying that the other staff member or other department head were different. And also, while we're at it, let's forget about playing the blame game and griping about what an awful, terrible person the dietary supervisor, director of nursing, volunteer, activity assistant, or other staff member is. If you're into this type of blame game, you definitely need to purchase our course on stress management, which teaches you how to shift from problem-focused thoughts to solution-focused thoughts. Anyway, the point to be made is, in order to build a team atmosphere in your facility, it needs to start with you, and not with going on a witch hunt, pointing fingers, and trying to get the other departments, or your department, to mold itself into your concept of what should be. So perhaps now you realize what I am saying is, as far as building a team in your facility, buck passing will get you nowhere. The metaphorical buck stops with you. Just like the military several years back developed the slogan to create an army of one, each person listening to this CD set and reading the manual needs to become a team builder of one. A team builder of one sounds like a contradiction of terms. But by a team builder of one, like the army of one, I mean each person taking this course needs to be a team-building dynamo or powerhouse, an expansive force from which team-building generates. So at this point, you're probably asking, how? By the end of this 2-CD set and manual, you will know exactly how you can change your behavior to more effectively communicate with others within your facility and become that army of one or team builder of one, or in other words, a team-building expansive force within your facility. It's a simple process of learning what type of thinker you are and identifying the types of thinkers your coworkers are. Once you have done that, it's just a short hop to create a more productive and pleasant work environment in your facility with a team atmosphere. When you are using your brain in its most competent way, everybody around you benefits. Would you agree? Thus, as mentioned earlier, each staff member who has taken this team-building course becomes a springboard for the creation of a team atmosphere within the facility. If you're curious what type of thinker you are, there is a questionnaire in your note-taking booklet to help you decide whether your communication style is that of a driver, amiable, analytical, or expressive. When you hear the musical tone, turn the CD player off and take and complete the questionnaire in the note-taking booklet that accompanied this course. On the next track, we will discuss the strengths and weaknesses of the teamwork style of the staff member I will call the driver. As you hear the strengths and weaknesses of the driver, evaluate if a driver is a primary or secondary communication or thinking style for you. Also, make a mental checklist of others in the facility who may be a driver.